think about the cornerback position, even if the Jets won't be at 9-13. We are right now. On Friday, we reported that on your top five list, Dee Milner dropped down to number two at corner. Number one, DJ Hayden. Why do you have him as your best corner available?
Paul, I went back and watched another three tapes of each kid because I really like both corners. I think both corners are top 10 type of players, but the difference for me is this. They both tackle. They both play press man well. They both play off man well. That's not typical, and they both do it well. They both understand zone concepts. The major difference between the two is I like DJ Hayden's ball skills, and I went back and watched the combine tape of Dee Milner, and he was pretty bad at the combine catching the football. So it's a very little thing, Paul. But right now, I've got Hayden 1, Milner 2, and I think they're both starting corners immediately in the NFL.
Do you think Milner falls out of the top 10, Mike?
Well, right now, I look at Cleveland and Tennessee as the two potential homes in the top 10 for a corner. It could happen elsewhere, but if Cleveland goes Geno Smith and Tennessee's sitting there and they could make a choice between an offensive guard and a corner, I really think the corner comes off the board at 10. Whether it's Hayden or Milner, I don't know. But I think one of them will go in the top 10, Paul.
And I know you have to get back right now to working on your mock draft, right?
I hate mock drafts.